91X News.
It's plus 7 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I am Tyson Noon. Ontario's Liberal government will present a final budget today before voters head to the polls in early June. The 2008 budget caps off days of policy announcements that have seen the party pledge billions of dollars for health care and promise free child care for preschoolers. The government has said the 2018 budget will run a deficit of 1% of the gross domestic product, potentially as high as $8 billion. The promise was delivered on Tuesday, which was a $2.2 billion program beginning in 2020 to fund the cost of full-day licensed childcare after children turn 2.5. The Ontario election will be held on June 7th. Belleville City Council members are tackling the city's graffiti problem with Belleville Police. Rachel Bell has more.
On Monday night, City Council passed a bylaw that prohibits minors from purchasing graffiti tools. Renee Auberton, staff sergeant for the Belleville Police, says the city continues to have its issues with graffiti.
An issue in certain areas, it's an issue in the downtown core quite regularly.
Belleville won't be the first municipality to set up a bylaw that prohibits minors from buying graffiti instruments. City Councilor Egerton Boy said he thinks the bylaw will be successful.
It's been tried in other municipalities. They're reporting success, so we're going to try it and see.
The bylaw will be enforced similarly to the law of selling cigarettes to minors.
They send in paid underage people to go in and attempt to buy cigarettes. This is the way that we can do it. You know, we pay an individual, goes in, attempts to buy the graffiti tool, the spray paint or what have you, and if they're sold it, then the stores can certainly receive fines and things.
Graffiti is also a huge expense, and Boyce says the money that goes towards removing graffiti is taking money away from the city, which could be used for things such as repairing our roads. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
Quintivation announced their vision for the Bay of Quinte as a new rural destination for Canada. The Bay of Quinte will be hosting Canadian Rural Innovation Summit on November 19th to 21st. Rob Clute, Quintivation Executive Director, says the summit will define and harness rural innovation and make the Bay of Quinte region the blueprint for success for rural regions throughout Canada. Maria Hinenko has the story.
We're looking at discussing how rural innovation is thriving in this environment in the Bay of Quinte region. And we're looking to have real discussions around government policy, around funding entrepreneurialism, about dollars, provincial dollars and federal dollars being directed away from the cities and into rural environments like the Bay of Quinte.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's looking forward to meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. He will become the first president to meet the controversial leader. Segur Magani has more.
In a pair of morning tweets, the president says there's a good chance Kim Jong-un will do what is right for his people and for humanity by making moves toward peace. He's quoting a message from Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who met with Kim this week. The president says the meeting went very well and that Xi says Kim's looking forward to meeting with Trump. The White House has said the president plans to meet with Kim by May after South Korea said Kim's committed to ridding the peninsula of nuclear weapons. The president says until that happens, his administration will keep up maximum pressure and sanctions on the North. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dry conditions have led the Quinte West, Prince Edward County, and Center Hastings fire departments to issue total fire bans. The first local burn ban was imposed last Thursday by Quinte West. The ban in Center Hastings went into effect Saturday, while Prince Edward County Fire Chief Scott Manlow issued a ban for his region on Monday. The bans prohibit all outdoor burning, including brush fires, campfires, and burn barrels. Robert Rudder, Deputy Chief of Prince Edward County Fire Department, told QNET News Tuesday morning that two out-of-control grass fires are what triggered the ban. Late last week, a partial ban was in place, but it was raised to a total ban on Monday, he said. Facebook is revamping its privacy settings after the social media got hit with mass amounts of criticism over its data practices. Rebecca Jarvis has the details.
With pressure mounting on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify before Congress, the company's stock slammed again, down another 5% Tuesday. And now an overhaul to its security and privacy settings meant to be more intuitive and easier to navigate. Writing in a statement, "We've heard loud and clear that privacy settings and other important tools are too hard to find and that we must do more to keep people informed."
In a dramatic turn of events, the man accused of killing six men as they attended prayer in Quebec City Mosque last year has pleaded guilty to six charges of first-degree murder and six of attempted murder. Alexander Bissonnette originally pleaded not guilty to the 12 charges Monday morning, but then that afternoon announced that he was changing his mind and wanted to plead guilty. Superior Court Justice Francois Hewitt refused to accept the plea, pending a psychiatric assessment of the accused to ensure that he fully understood the consequences. Hewitt was placed on publication ban on Monday afternoon's proceedings, but agreed this morning to accept the 12 guilty pleas. The charges against Bissonnette were related to a shooting attack at the Islamic Culture Center in January of 2017, in which six men between the ages of 39 and 60 were killed. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or split-second.ca.
Now in sports. Even Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s teammates were stunned by his dramatic walk-off home run that gave the Toronto Blue Jays a 1-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in their final preseason game. It was like a Hollywood script as the teenager homered in the stadium where his Hall of Fame father used to play as a Montreal Expo. Blue Jays veteran Russell Martin says it put the team in the right place to start the regular season.
Just a special moment, you know, for the kid, for us at the same time. You know, what a great way to finish spring training, head into the season. You know, everybody just seems like they're really excited to start now.
Two nights after a subpar performance against the LA Clippers, the Toronto Raptors bench were able to regroup. The second unit had a solid fourth quarter to lift the Raptors to a 114-110 win over the Denver Nuggets. The win puts Toronto in position to lock up the first seed in the Eastern Conference in the next couple of games. Toronto coach Dwayne Casey praised his bench for turning it on.
I thought they had a great bounce back. The intensity played, it was a playoff atmosphere, it was a playoff game for both of us. And I just liked the way they came in, and especially in the second half. I thought they came in and really set the tone of how we were going to play going into the fourth quarter.
The Toronto Maple Leafs will look to lock up a playoff spot as they take on the Florida Panthers at home Wednesday night. The Panthers are coming off two straight wins and are the only 3 points away from a wildcard spot in the East. The Leafs have 6 games remaining in their season, while the Florida Panthers have 8. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Wellington Dutes closed out the series last night against the Newmarket Hurricanes in a thrilling Game 7 sudden-death overtime win. Newmarket's Cole Thiessen scored with 1 second left in regulation to send the game to overtime. However, 19 seconds into the extra frame, Colin Doyle scored a second to advance the Dukes to the next round. Wellington will play the Aurora Tigers in a best-of-7. First game is Thursday in Aurora at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the weather. The forecast for Belleville today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 9. Tonight is expected to be partly cloudy with some fog patches developing overnight and a low of 0. At 12:10, it's +7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyson Naylor. News on 91X next at 1.